So I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail. When you go to Colossians chapter 2, you'll find that when Colossians chapter 2 from verse 9, let's open our Bible to Colossians. Colossians is on page 60. Don't change that scripture there. Watch it up on the Atwa Fungwe Bible. Colossians chapter 2. Let's start from verse. Yes. Okay, verse 11. Let's start from verse 11. Let's start from verse 11. Are we there? Colossians chapter 2, iko page 25. Iko page 60 kwa Bible yako. Okay, let's read together verse 11 in your own version. In him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped the handwriting of the requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it on the cross, having disarmed, verse 15, let's read together loudly, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So Paul is actually showing us that if what Peter was saying here, when Jesus was saying, I will build my church, because every believer is a house of God, okay? Is a house of God. John chapter 14 verse 1 says, if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. You get that? So Jesus is saying, these dwelling places I'm talking about, they're already existing. If they were not existing, I would have told you they were not existing. So when Jesus resurrected, where did he go? Church is a school. Paul, yes, I'll end up. Huh? Maria, yes, I'll end up. Yesu akifufuka alienda wapi? Gai, Jesu. When Jesus, all of us, we say, he came from heaven to earth to show us the way from the earth to the cross, my debts to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave. So Jesus went to the sky. You see, there are songs we sing, but we don't ask questions. Because tulipata watu wakienda, hata kama wanaenda kukatwa miguu, tunafuata tu laini. Kumbe unakatwa miguu na uko tayari kwa laini, lazima ukatwe ndio. So, that is the challenge I have with believers. And I want us to rise to a place whereby asking questions does not mean you've demeaned the man of God or the preaching. You just want clarity. I want you to create a confidence in you that after preaching, guy, siku jua ni meka hapa maji matamu. Lucky tutaanza kutafuta stool sasa at this rate. Siku jua ni meka maji matamu hapo. So anyway, what was I saying before maji matamu ya mwagike? So most of the time, we don't ask questions in church, and in the long run, we fall into being victims of circumstance. We become victims of circumstance because we've not taken time to interrogate some of the things. So, ukiona mtu analia, nasema huyu ameingia. Pia unataka kulia ndio uingie. Eh? Sio kweli? Sasa ungeingia hapa I don't know why I'm talking Swahili so much, but I'll just mix. You find me kneeling down here, and I'm sobbing. Tazima, we, pasia mengia, kuna leva mengia. Let me, especially the new people, let me jumpstart your minds. I'm just expressing my emotions. You get that? It's not that you can't be emotional. There's a place you have intimacy with God, that provokes your emotions to burst. Umeshika? And that is based on understanding. It's not how long you've sung. It's not how long you've prayed, okay? Because the intimacy is not to enter into God. No, the intimacy is you to understand this is who God is. Because when you got born again, you said, I receive Jesus. Now, you may delete your song. He came from heaven to earth, the grave to the sky. So you need to say, he came from the grave into my heart. You get that? When you sing, Ebu sing your song, Alafu, he came from the grave to the heart. Alafu, tell me the difference. Now he went to the sky. Can we sing to the sky, Kidogo? He came from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Let's sing again. He came from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name. Now I want you to change it. He came from the grave to my heart. Have you noticed the difference? Have you noticed the difference? Okay, sing it again. He came from the grave to my heart. Lord, I lift your name on. He came from the grave. He came from the grave to my heart. Lord, I lift your name. Are you noticing the difference? You are now identifying yourself with Jesus. By saying to the sky, it's like Jesus is far. But when you say he came to my heart, you're coming to a reality. Kumbe Jesus is in me. So when you're worshiping, you realize, I am not going to God. Mm-mm. He's already in me. I'm responding to he who is already in me. And that is why he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. So in that revelation that Jesus is in you, God has built you. Are we together? Sandra, see deliverance classes. Today we are going to deal with the altar of yesterday. This is week one. We shall study from the book of Genesis all the way to Revelation. I want to show you the altars that you need to break. Naona venye watu wameconcentrate. Because we are used to altars. And I ask a question. When I read this, that the gates of heads will not prevail against it. So if Jesus has come into you, and he says the gates, so it means Jesus, when he was building, his building was that when he's died, his building is when he's resurrected. Nothing can stop him from resurrecting. So if he has resurrected and he has entered you, and I read Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, what I've just read right now, having disarmed all principalities and powers. Jesus has disarmed all principalities and powers. Yes, kuna witches, kuna urogi, kuna nini, but I want you to understand that when you are saying greater is he that is in me, it is a reality. It's not a suggestion. It's a reality. I've dared, Lord, wengi wako wapi? Sarah, where are your brothers and sisters? When you know, there's a time I asked people here, we were on the other side before here. If you walked in today, you find me singing, even that song, Hallelujah, eh? And I've taken four feathers of ostrich because they are visible. Zinaonekana kutoka mbali. Nimefunga hapa. Na niko hapa. Hallelujah. Alafu naona nageuka. Hallelujah. Eh. Nimefunga tu ostrich mabawa ine. Mimi nimeweka maridadi. Utakuja upige sabu. Sema, I told you this church. Ni kwa sababu much move mingi za Nigeria. Na huko kwenye mmeongea vitu mingi sana za urogi. Yenye hata mtu akikuja, ukienda kwa wedding, wameka mabawa ya kuku, wameka decoration, you don't mind. Sini ukweli. But ukikuja church upate nimeeka hiyo deco. Sema, I told you about this church. There's something. I've been sensing it. There's something. Hiyo kanisa kuna kitu. Mimi nimeeka tu mapambo. Ni kama niashe light hapa dieke. Hata tu hiyo screen hapo, Robie Bala kuweka Bible, angeeka sura ya chura. Iko background. I told you, kwani wameeka ya chura? You know, it's because kuna mind yenye tume, we've customized our mind that everything has to mean something. Okay? We are not open-minded. So those things you are planning to break, it is your mind. It is your mind that you need to change. Ati ulienda kwa mtu akakwambia kuna mtu kwenye anavaa red. Kuna venye anakuangalianga. Huyo mtu ndiye anakuharibia, you can't progress. Na sasa yuko kukuambia, nilisikia mwingine mahali alinunua mbuzi tano, kila mbuzi 5,500 ya ku sanctify hiyo maneno. Kaambia hiyo pesa ungelipatia ningeenda kukula mbuzi. Kwanza ningekuambia kuja tukule mbuzi. Alafu tukishakula nikwambia by the way, wewe ni mjinga. Reason being, what you feed as a person will affect the way you view things. What you constantly feed. I was in a meeting, men's meeting yesterday, and this was very clear. Our struggles, for example, if right now you're struggling with smoking, smoking is not the problem. It's what you've been feeding your mind. I can't do without smoke. I need to stop smoking. I need to stop. You need to, Joshua 1:8, the book of the law, you shall meditate upon it day and night, and you shall make your ways prosperous. So it means if I meditate on the word of God constantly, it means that at the end of the day, what I'll be speaking in the word of God, if I'm struggling with smoking, I will not say I don't want to smoke. Neither will I say I am not a smoker. I'll start saying I'm a child of God. I have overcome. I am born again. My test is different. So you are not talking about smoking. Remember, every word you say is a rubber stamp in your mind that is a reality. At a conversation too. Ukipata mtu mwenye anapenda kutukana watu majina fani, it's because it is part of their language. So they are speaking, they are rubber stamping in their head. So anytime you irritate them, the first word is what has been registered in their mind. Because men or human beings, we move with pictures framed in our minds. Okay? Upon this church, I will build. Upon this rock, I will build my church. So Jesus is having... I'm coming back to my sermon. Jesus is telling disciples, upon this church, I will build my church. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And I want to show us something. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 to 22. Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. Hallelujah. No, when I was praying this morning, it was clear in me that that person who is discouraged today, be encouraged. Things will work out. It is hard. It's like you've hit a rock, but things will work out. Amen. Things will work out. It is not yet over. God has the last word. God has the last word. Encourage yourself and say, God's got my back and I am moving on. I have a better tomorrow. Amen. So don't wallow, don't die in that space of desolation. Okay, let's read together. Let's start from verse 19 so that it can make sense. Verse 18. Okay, let's read together. I ask that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know the hope of his calling, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. Let's go to verse 19. We are going up to 22. And the surpassing greatness of his power to us who? So, just a minute. He's saying what? And the surpassing greatness of his? This greatness of his power is towards who? Huh? It's towards those who believe. So it means that the greatness of God, the greatness of his power, and we want to see this greatness of his power, and the surpassing greatness of his power to us who believe, these are in accordance to the working of his mighty strength. So this power is in line, is aligning, is together with the working of his mighty strength. Okay? Okay? Okay. Let's go to verse 20. Which when he... So, wait a minute. So, this greatness of his power that is working with his might was towards what? Is it to what? Raising Christ from the dead and sitting him on the right hand in the heavenly realms. Okay? If you can check our YouTube, you'll find us a teaching I taught about the right hand. The right hand, which side is your right hand? Oh, the right hand is not this side. Okay? I want you to get that. You can go look at it, listen to it over and over again. The right hand, because when I do a work, anyway. The right hand is not the right side. See, this is your right hand. And so Jesus, God sat at the right hand of it. So God is seated here, Jesus is seated here. No. Say he exalted when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. The right hand, when you read several scriptures, you'll find the right hand is about authority. Matthew chapter 28, verse 17. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on the earth. Okay? So, it means that power exceeding the mighty work of God. When he raised Jesus from the dead, he gave them all the authority and power. So, he raised him and seated him. He gave him. He says in Psalms chapter 2, he says it is the Son who will judge. It is not God. Okay? So it means the authority has been transferred to Jesus. Okay? In that day, it is the Son who will judge. Then Jesus comes and says in John chapter 16, from verse 12, 13, 14, 14 up to 16, he comes and tells us and says that when the Comforter shall come, he will convince, he will convict, he will judge. King James, he will judge the world of his sin. Okay? So he says, when the Comforter, who is the Spirit of truth, will come, will judge. Remember, it is the same Jesus we say, the Spirit will not speak of things about himself. Let's open our Bibles in John chapter 14. Isikweni kama ninasema vitu zangu. Should be around... Are we together? Are we there? John chapter 14. Look at verse 19. I'll skip, go to verse 25. Verse 19, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Let's go to verse 25. These things I've spoken to you, let's read together. These things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but I can't hear you reading. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you. He will bring to you all things. Let's read verse 28. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Okay? I'm going to verse 20. Let's go to chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 26. Let's read together. John 15, verse 26. There's some water at the back there. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will do what? He will testify about me, and you also must testify because you have been with from. So what is the Spirit of God coming to do? Testify about Jesus. Now you understand why in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you've been endued with power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, those are different versions, when the Holy Spirit, you shall be my witnesses. The Spirit will testify about me. So it means that the witnessing that every believer should have is the witnessing that the Spirit of God is giving. Okay? Let's go to verse 16, chapter 16. Let's go to verse... Let's go to verse 5. But now I go away... Chapter 16, verse 5. Let's read together. Now, however, I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me where are you going? Where are you going? Okay, let's read together, verse 6. Instead, your hearts are filled with sorrow because I have told you these things. Verse 7. But I tell you the truth, it is for your benefit that I am going away. Unless I go away, but if I go, I will send him to. So who is sending the Holy Spirit? So when he said, I will ask my Father, was the Father the one sending, or Jesus was asking the Father so that he can send? So it is Jesus who is sending the Holy Spirit, okay? Let's go to verse 8. And when he comes, he will convict. Change the version to the common Mwananchi English. When he, that still tells me the same. Let's go to American Standard Version. Okay, let's read that. Oh, BBE, I like that BBE. Passion squeeze. Oh, now. So, let's go to that BBE. Basic Bible. Okay, and when he comes, will make the world what? When you read King James Version, verse 8 says, and when he comes, he will convict the world. Ebuweka KJV. He will judge. KJV should be judge, if I'm not wrong. He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Let's go back to BBE, the basic Bible. Wow. And when he comes, he will make the world cautious of the sin. So what does the Holy Spirit do? He makes you aware of sin, okay? Then he says, and of righteousness and of being judged. Okay? Let's continue to verse 9. Of sin because they have not faith in. So, umai soma Bible mara pili. Why is the Holy Spirit making you cautious of sin? Upon this rock I will build my church. Akibi nataka hiyo mpaka mpate ndio nisonge sasa. Fikiria hiyo story. Hebu rudi kwa hiyo verse ya nyuma. And he, when he comes, will make the world cautious of sin, of righteousness, and of being. Are you able to combine the two verses together? You select the both of them. Then you press enter. I want you to see something. It will roughen your... Okay, can you move off? Of the world of righteousness and of being judged. Then let's go to verse 9. Of sin. Why? Because they have not faith in me. So if you have faith in Jesus, is that applicable to you? Watu wa kizungu, sera. Sisi tulipita tu hivi kwa shule kwa kizungu. Tukafika. Eh? Umetoa scripture, Robi. Mbona unatesa? Of sin because they have not faith in me. So it means when the work of the Holy Spirit is to testify about who? Jesus. So it means the testimony that the Holy Spirit is giving is for me to be aware that sin is existing, okay? Now that I am aware and I have believed, what is he testifying? Do you know, Believers. In fact, we make a 10 commandments kwa nyumba. Thou shall not steal. Thou shall not. The 10 commandments. Lafu kukwingine umeka picha ya Yesu. Kukukumbusha. Mzungu amechorwa tu vizuri. Unasema huyo ndio Yesu. Ama ni Mwarabu, whatever. Ama Chinese. Ama umeka mikono hivi. Na commandment, receive peace. Kuna mtu akona picha kwa nyumba hapa. I'm not pointing fingers, but I'm just showing you something. We've so invested on 10 commandments and not what the Spirit of God has done or is telling us. The reason why he's talking to this person of sin, mark you, when Jesus was saying all these things, he was not yet resurrected. Okay? So he said, a little while you'll see me, though these things were written after his resurrection. Ruta may appoint Macias, right? The time he was appointing, declaring it, was there news? News came when he has already concluded, these are the names that I'm going. Hakukuja ati, nafikiria kuweka Kiprotish, na Kamau, na Okusi, na no. He decided, then gave us news. Okay? What we call news. So it means that when this thing was being written, it is a testimony of what Jesus had done. Okay? But it was also including the words he spoke before the testimony. So they were coming to confirm that what Jesus said is true. And it happened the way it happened. Sawa. Kila ambacho Yesu alisema ni ukweli na ilitendeka vile inafaa kutendeka. So of sin because they have not faith. So when he's writing this, he's saying, when the Spirit of God will come, he will bring you to consciousness. He will give you a judgment about sin because you don't have faith. And this judgment about sin is about the testimony of Jesus. So the judgment of sin is the testimony of Jesus. Okay? The awareness of sin is the testimony of Jesus. Are we together? Of sin. Robbie has disappeared. It is well. Verse 8. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness. So you can't equate the righteousness without the testimony of Jesus. Okay? We are trying to put word upon word to understand something. So when I receive the testimony of Jesus, I am no longer focused on sin. Because now I have faith. That is why faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Okay? So it means the hearing that I'm hearing is the testimony of Jesus. And that testimony of Jesus is what we call the gospel. And that gospel is good news. That you are supposed to die, but Jesus died for you. Sin has been paid. So I need to focus on is not the do's and the don'ts. Are you Moses or are you Israelites in the wilderness so that you have the Ten Commandments? Let me ask believers. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandment. What was the commandment of Jesus? Kanisa ni shule. Paul, receive! Anyway, let's go to verse 10. Hallelujah. Hivi ndio vile tunafanyanga church. Hatuna kelele lakini naingia, si ndio? Eh? Ukikuwa kwa lift ama elevator, depends the way you call it. Mtu akuuliza, how was service? Umwambie it was powerful. Mwambie, how was it? It was powerful. Wacha tu. Hivyo ndio niliambiwa siku moja kwa lift. Na nilikuwa na some people from here, nikamwambia, you remember what I told you? Christians, because our service, it was powerful. What is powerful? Ah, wacha tu. Because ulitoka empty. Uliko tu hapo. Yes, deeper, man of God, deeper. I receive. So it was powerful. What did you receive? Do you know there's nothing powerful as a transformed mind? That's why you go to school. They empower you to go do what you're doing today. Anyway, of righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me. So you see, he's equating righteousness by him going to the Father. Okay? So it means that the going to the Father is a clarity. Romans 5 verse 1. The going to the Father gives us clarity. And let's read Romans 5 verse 1. Put it in the common one. I think right now you've understood my language. The common one in English. Sisi tulipita hivi shule. Nerea alikuwa na kaa front desk. Sisi tulikuwa tunapitia hivi nyuma. Okay, for this reason, because let's read together. For which reason, Because we have so what is Paul saying? Are you looking for righteousness? Sasa nikuulize hivi tu yenye unafanyanga ku please Mungu. Ni Mungu mwenye makosa ama ni ujinga? I need to please God so that God can move this mountain. I'm fasting for 40 days so that I can please God. I have sacrificed. Ni kweli kweli. Says for this, for which reason? Let's go to the last, to verse 22 of Romans chapter 4. Let's start from verse 22. We are reading together. Because this is a continuation, for which reason it shows you there's a story before. Let's go to Romans chapter 4, verse 22. But for which reason? It was talking about Abraham. You can go read that. For which reason it was put to his account righteousness. Let's go to verse 23. We are going all the way. Now it was not because of him only that this was. So it was not only for Abraham that this was said, but for us. Okay. To whose account it will be put if we have. So, pause kidogo. Tunaweza isoma tena. It is also addition of us. But for us, in addition to to whose account it will be put, if what? So, if I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, what is the faith that we have? Because it says, if we have faith. What is the faith? Robert, tembea kwa scripture. Luambia tunaenda kwa scripture mingi sana leo. I made a disclaimer, right? Let's go to Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Hivi ndio venye tunakuanga hapa. Receive! Ndatoka ikitetemeka! Jana nilikuwa kwa mkutano, watu wanafanyiwa deliverance. Nika. So you are my friend, but I'm surviving. Anyway. But what does it say? Deliverance is there. Okay, what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your... That is the... The word of faith which you are. So, what is the word of faith? What the preachers are preaching, right? What we call the gospel. Are we together? Nimewachanganya? Nimewachanganya? Guy, kama nimewachanganya, poleni sana. So what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. When you get born again, you say, I believe that God raised him from the dead. I confess Jesus is Lord. In verse 9, Ebu, let's go to verse 9. Because if you say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and have faith in your heart, what? Ebu weka the common mwananchi English ile Holman ama ASB. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart. Believing is a result of us receiving faith. Okay? Jesus saved you. I have believed. So it means I have received the faith. Now I have believed. It is working for me. It will of righteousness because you have no faith. Of sin because you have no faith. So when I have believed that I've received faith, so the Holy Spirit is the one who is causing men to be saved. Because as he's testifying about Jesus, he's actually telling these people that Jesus died on the cross. Everything has been paid. All you need to do is believe. So the message is like food. that is brought before you, all you need to do is eat. Okay? Trying to make it simple. All you do is eat. And when you eat that food, you've now gotten born again. Okay? Now that you are born again, you have been built as a church. Because church is, first of all, Bible defines church in different ways, but I'll do that next week so that nisiwachanganye. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, if God permits, that is. Kabla ni change someone. Sara na wachanganya? Okay. Niku confirm tu. Niko sawa ama na wachanganya? Okay. Umechanganyikiwa? That's why you need a notebook. Okay, therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have peace. We are not looking for peace. Stop saying ati Mungu anani piga. He said you have peace. Ati iu gonjwa Mungu amenipatia kunifunza kitu. Just write down James chapter 1 verse 13. You read it. He says, God does not tempt anyone with evil. So don't, yeye hakupati magonjwa kukupruvia point ama kukuletea, ati ulijigonga kwa mawe, ati, I think hiyo ni Mungu amenifanya nikajigonga kwa hiyo mawe. Kama singejigonga, I think God anani protect kutoka kwa kitu. Hakuna, ulijigonga kwa mawe ukiona, mwache kukunini vitu mingi hapa. Ungeangalia vizuri, kuna mawe ngapi umeruka ndio hiyo kajigonga. So anyway, also through him we have obtained access by. So what is the access every believer has? Faith. Sindio? The access is faith. We've said faith is what? Faith is what the preachers preach. It's the gospel. Sindio? So it means when I have the gospel, when I speak about the gospel, I have access to the Father. It's not my 40 days of prayer and fasting. It is not my long hours. It is the gospel. That is what should give me peace. Oh, Jesus. That is what should give me peace. That I don't need to do a lot of activities to access God. And that is the point where I will stand and say, these principalities, these powers have been dealt with. I am more than a conqueror. I am victorious. I am strong. Why? Because I have the message. Umaifunzishwa hivyo tena. Sema tu kweli. Unafa kuomba. Ndio umu. Tokeleze Mungu. Nakwanga hivyo. Ama Mungu akuonekanie. But when you read scripture, it says you have peace with God. And the access is by the message. That Christ in me, the hope of glory, Christ in me, saying, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. And we are one with the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now that Jesus is no longer outside, he is inside me. That is also the message. So that message that Jesus is inside me confirms in me that I have access to the Father. Umeshika? Jesus is in who? Jesus is in who? The Father, right? The Father is in who? Jesus. I in the Father and the Father in me, right? Then, where is Jesus? In your heart. Okay. Can I ask you a question? So na mtaftanga Mungu wapi? Ningori. So, imagine, Nerea, Yesu wako ndani yako, sindio? Mungu wako ndani yako. Sindio? Na hiyo ndio ujumbe. Sasa ukijua tu hiyo Mungu wako ndani yako, Yesu wako ndani yako. What, nini nabakia?
Nikusema yule aliye ndani yangu jidhihirishe. Hmm? Si ni kweli? Yule aliye ndani yangu jidhihirishe, jionyeshe, hiyo Kiswahili imefikia hapo. Express yourself, show yourself strong, because I am not going to get God. I am a meeting God. When you read Luke chapter 24, you find, says all this 24 to 27, then 44 to 47. He says this everything that was written was concerning Jesus suffering and entry into glory. So if Jesus suffered so that he can enter into his glory, the suffering was not the beating. I said last Sunday, I'll repeat it again. The suffering was not the beating. That was not the suffering. The suffering in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 9 says, though he was equal with God, he saw it not robbery to come to the level of. You get that? So the suffering is he had to forsake a certain realm or level. Revel. Yes, Murife. So a certain level to come to the level of man so that he can meet the demands of man, though he was God. Are we together? So the whipping the 49 canes is not suffering. The suffering is him coming to the level of Sandra so that he can pay the debts of Sandra and leave Sandra as clean. Instead of Sandra going through all those, leave Sandra as clean as if nothing has ever happened. So that is why in Hebrew says, though he suffered, he was man, there was no sin that was found in him despite the normal test of human being. There was no sin. He was without sin. He was without sin, Hebrews chapter 4. He was without sin. So also through him we have obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Why? We are rejoicing because we are righteous. We are right standing with God. That is now building the church. Okay? Of sin because you have no faith. But now that I have faith, I need to identify myself with what that faith is saying. That faith is saying, if you confess, if you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead by God, and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. So it means that my believing Jesus in my heart, it has given me a new identity, which the Bible calls new creation. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, new creation. It has been created. It's something new. You are not refurbished. It's something new. Eh? Sasa unasikia ka upepo fulani hivi, si ndio? Kanakuja hivi, si ndio? Sasa nianza kusema, you feel the presence of God blowing your way. Unajua ni emotions ndio zimetumaliza kwa Kristo. We want to feel. Sasa umengojea unasikia there's a move of God in your mind, unajua ka move. I'll have a feeling either joto because I've been a meeting kulikuwa na joto, nikaambia kulikuwa joto ama ka upepo ama mtu wa kwanza, especially tukipo kwa meeting alafu sebe, God is going to move in this place in a mighty way. Alafu nasikia tu sarara. Man, there it is. So your response to her emotions, now that it's coming mightily. By there, I'm not disregarding that emotions can be expressed. But I want us to have the right judgment on things, okay? The right judgment on things. There are moments where you, every believer by default, when you believe, you have the presence of God by default, because Jesus resides in you and God the Father lives in you. So you have the presence of God. The difference is understanding that I have the presence of God. How can I take advantage of this presence of God? So when you sing, your presence is heaven to me, you are actually not expecting an external presence. You are just acknowledging that the presence of God in me is a heavenly. Heaven is not heaven minus God. Are we together? Heaven is not heaven minus God. Heaven is heaven because God exists there. Okay? So, let's go back to my scripture, Romans chapter 5. At least thank you for making people know that I didn't misquote. Yeah? Romans chapter 5, verse 9. There's this song Don Moen sang. I don't know if you know it, my friend. You know that song that I want to sing? I have made you too small. But the good preaching is very boring. And this is scripture. Uliona Eutychus alala, na Paul alikuwa na preach. Eutychus akalala mpaka akaanguka chini akakufa. So good preaching is boring. So kumaanisha usingizi yenye ilimgonga. Ageza the rescue. Aliamuka kaa kwa the other side. There's this song I used to sing. I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I believed in a lie that you are unable to help me or save me. But now, oh Lord, I've seen my wrong. Is it wrong? Okay. I've sung that song just to show you there are some songs. You see, like that one, with what we've shared, you've realized you've made God so small. You get that? And when you're asking God, forgive me, it's not that God does not have peace with you. I'll prove you in a moment that is just an extra so that you can continue next time. My aim today was to make you understand that the God that lives in you is ever present. God does not have animosity with you. It is you who is having animosity with God, with many barriers. That's why I've intentionally said about the Ten Commandments. You've put them there. You said, oh, I lied. So I think I need to do 40 days of prayer and fasting to recover what I've lost. Can somebody say amen? Am I talking to somebody? Huh? Niko tao. Nivejetuni, niko napitia mahali alafu nakam. 15 minutes. Na unajua, hauko tao. Niko tu hapa chini na kuja tu sai. Na unajua uko hapa chini. Sasa alafu unakuja unapata preacher akwambia thou shall not lie. If you lied. Oh, thank God we are not streaming. I had a statement somewhere and it got me disturbed. Anyway, let me when that's why I told you, Jesus said, beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees. Nerea saini kukuja ni kukuambia, Mungu amekuacha. Iyo, hata usienda tukuomba ati unaenda kunini, niambie tu unandanganya pasa. Because scripture says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh God. Because the pastor amesema, Mungu amekuacha.
I'm not pointing fingers. You say, my pastor will point to me. I point to you. Be very careful. Adi, watch to me, Jonathan. Jonathan, Mungu amekuacha. So, that is a lie. And that is what the enemy is using to pin people down. Frustrate. And when I say Mungu amekuacha, nianze kusema, now we need to pray, come kneel here. And if you have a gift to give to, in this session, you'll give a gift based on your emotions that you're trying to appease Mungu. Ni kama Mungu ni muganga. Unasema, hey, you're preaching, Mungu ameniacha. Gaya. Ulikuwa unataka kutoa tao kumi. Unakumbuka, hey, I need to appease God. Unatoa tao kumi na uko kwa mpesa kwanza umetuma 20 zile zilikuwa bam. Leo 20 ilikuwa rent. Bam. Unajua, ndio umeleta, nitapokea, nitafurahia. At least najua bills za church zimesotiwa. Yes. But the truth is umeumia. If you only read scripture and would you listen by this scripture and say, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake me. Can I borrow 10 extra minutes from you? It's already midday, I believe so. So, I'm learning myself to be this. But what I'm teaching is good, right? Yeah? So, kitoka hapo naenda kuona movie ya Nigeria. Who disqualify vitu zetu mekua tuki preach. Gding, gding. Okay, you play with me. I will throw this thing on you. Is this the one? Go put this under his bed. So, ukienda kulala, I had to pray and work on somebody somewhere to stop Nigerian movies. I used to be mad. No, I'm mad. Until there's a time I didn't pay internet because of that. Because I'm like, this is what is destroying you. You're saying, I'm just watching for you. Do you know what you watch constantly, you become? You reflect it. Umeona, uliona kwa movie, mtu amejifunga hapa kitamba na ndelikuwa kishikishiki. Alafu, mtu amekuja job the same kitamba, amejifunga hapa kaa scarf. Sima, jamaa kopo akoli. Because of what you've been feeding, okay? Anyway, that was what was I saying before? Never leave you nor forsake you. I want you to be up. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself. Give diligently yourself to the scriptures that you may show yourself before God a workman approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of God. Okay? So it means hii kusoma Biblia si ya pastor peke yake. That's when nikikwambia fungua scripture unangangana, unaenda kwa concordance, unaangalia. Because you don't spend time to read your Bible. Get stickers, get something. When you read a scripture, I know we have phones. But I tell you the truth, there is a difference. That's why in school, after wakileta tablets, they still tell children to carry books. Sino kweli? Because there's something about paper. There's something about paper. And when you put a note there and you say, oh, I read this, every branch in me. Wow, every branch in me. So this is what God is saying in this scripture. You write it in summary. You don't look at the headings that kama imeandikwa love and joy perfected. No. It is good for guidance, but take time. Read. Those who came last Sunday, mulipata kitabu, muliona, there are rules for interpreting the Bible. There are rules. You don't just pick one verse and run with it. Sumona to nimerudisha kwa Romans chapter 4, because I want you to get the entire story. I want you to get to know what was the writer saying. The Bible was not written to you. Ona sa macho manda from to you. Nilikwambia. The Bible was not written to you, but it was written for you. Because the audience Paul was writing to was Timothy, Titus, the Corinthian church. But now, in addition, it's for us. Okay? It was not to us, it is for us. So when you are reading that Bible, you need to see it as at the space of the audience he was writing to, so that you can be able to interpret it better for you. Are we together? Being diligent. Nirudisha kwa Romans chapter 5. Thank you. I didn't lie. No, no, be diligent. Study to show yourself approved to God, a worker that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. Correctly teaching the word of God. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Much more than, since we have now been declared righteous by his blood, we will be saved through him from wrath. We'll be saved through him from wrath. We'll be saved. Let's go to verse 10. Now, this is what I wanted to show you. The issue is your mind. It's not the devil. Paul. Nam kanyaga shetani. Kanyaga. Kanyaga shetani. Kwanza watu wangu. Makwanga. Kanyaga shetani. Kanyaga. Kanyaga shetani. Kanyaga. 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 Tunamuzungusha shetani. Pateke. Hizo ni exercise tu. Ni venye hukuenda gym. Kamua achofanya exercise. But the truth is, if Jesus did not come to kill the devil, why are you going to kill the devil? Kuna scripture inasema Jesus killed the devil. He came to destroy the works of. So if he has destroyed the works of the devil, why are you going to look for works? Police akiingia hapa na gun, does he need to shoot it so that mjua ako around? Mkiona tu gun kwanza, kitu ya kwanza inakuja, the law is here. I need to watch. Hata mpaka unakumbuka vitu mingi zenye unafaa ulainike za Bible kuliko hata zile za nini. Unakumbuka, hapa nikiiba nimeenda. Hata siwezi tukana mtu. The law is around. You know, that is how the devil should feel when you are around. Because it says, even demons believe in God and they tremble. And you are carrying God. Ka imagine, unabeba, yani umetoka huko, penye umetoka, ulikuwa na Mungu. Labda tu kama ulikuwa na mwesti. But ulikuwa na Mungu. Umekuja hapa. Halafu unaanza kusema, you know, the devil is terrifying. You are the, let's read verse 10. For if, let's read together. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through. So, while we were enemies, we were reconciled by. So, who are the enemies? While we were enemies. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. So we were enemies. So the reconciliation to God was not that God was an enemy. We were the ones who were declaring ourselves enemies. Genesis chapter 3. It says, in the cool of the day, when God came for fellowship, Adam disappeared to hide. Then God asked, Adam, where are you? Then he said, I am naked, I am ashamed. And I decided to hide. Then God asked a question, verse 9. Who did what? Who? So ask yourself, who told you? Ask your neighbor. Unasema tu uko na kuna vitu fulani zinakufuata. Ask your neighbor, who told you? Ile story yenye alikuambia mask, who told you? Who told you? Colossians chapter 1 verse 21. Hata nimefunga Bible. Simona nimeweka Bible. You can give the giving envelope. Please. Galatians chapter 1, verse 21. Have you learned something? Have you been blessed? Are you better off? Are there things that you will stop praying about? I've just canceled some prayer points. He says, upon this rock, I will build my church. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ that makes Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Colossae. There are some prayer points we pray, we are just wasting time. Eh? Nikama sayu nyanza ku, God make me a man. God make me a man. God make me a man. I wish I could slap you so that you wake up. Look at verse 21. And you were once alienated. Ebu weka BBE. I'm just showing you this. Then we say, upon this, but flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who art in heaven. So when you come to church, come knowing that you're carrying God and you're coming to supply. Okay? Every joint supply. Ephesians chapter 4. Weka Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Colossians 1, 21. Wakolosai moja, 21. As he's looking, Ephesians chapter 4, you can just write down from verse 13 all the way to 15, says that that is our theme scripture, verse 11 to 13. But going forward, he's saying that the reason why we are being equipped or built up in church is that every joint should supply. Every joint supply. So you need to tell your neighbor you are a joint. Tell your neighbor you are a joint. Tell your neighbor you are a joint. So you are a joint. Tell them you need to supply. You need to supply. Amen. How many are ready to supply today? Huh? How many are ready to supply today? Okay, it seems that neighbor needs to be judged by the Holy Spirit of sin. Preach some faith to them. Tell them, you are a joint. You are a joint. You need to supply. You are a joint. You need to supply. Okay, let's read this verse. And you who in the past were and war with God in your... So where is the war? Where is the war? Now you justify why scripture says it's the same yesterday, today, and so who changed is man, right? So if you deal with your mind, will you be at war with God? So tell your mind, my mind, you need to change. Where are we cut off from God? Tunakatwanga na kutoka kwa Mungu wapi? Yeah? Where are we cut off from God? In your mind, right? So if I deal with my mind, it means my conversation, access with God. Imagine gospel la kwanga hivyo simple. Imagine gospel la kwanga hivyo simple. Hakuna kuzungushwa, oh, sijui nini, unauliza, how can I do 1, 2, 3 things? It is what? Your mind having the right things, the right message. That is access. And when your mind is right, you have peace. That's why you say, I need peace of mind. I almost said peace of my mind. I need peace of mind. I need, because it's the mind. Find a peaceful mind. That is a saved man. Find a person who is troubled. Ask them if they truly are saved. But my aim today was to help you see that the building is of Christ, that the building is based on his testimony, which is his message. So when you come to church, you're coming to be built by receiving the message, and you grow in the things of God. Amen? And we've said we are all joints, okay? So we are supposed to, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. That is the last scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. It does what? Every joint does what? I want to ask a question. How many of us don't speak in tongues here? You don't speak in tongues. Oh, you? And you're born again. You don't speak in tongues and you're born again. You want to speak in tongues? Sita kumwagia maji, guarantee you. Hautaanguka unless ukitaka kuanguka. Amen. Okay, from whom the whole body is fitted, knit together by every supporting ligament, promotes the growth of the body for building up itself in love. So we build ourselves in love. We build ourselves in love by the proper working of each individual part. Another version says, by each, everyone supplying. Go to verse 17. How, is there verse 17? Yes, it should be there. Therefore, I say this and testify in the Lord, you should no longer walk in the Gentiles' walk and in futility of their thoughts. Let's just stop there. But it's talking about every joint supplying. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, I'm now speaking about speaking in tongues. Do you pray in tongues? You pray in tongues. You are taught well. Good. Unaomba kwandimi? Hauombi kwandimi? Umeogopa? By the way, tongues are not for specific people. You can also go, you look in our YouTube and you'll find tongues and interpretations. Because you need to interpret your tongues. It's not for specific, it's scriptural. Lady Mu is speaking in tongues. Pray that he may be able to interpret. Anyway, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Jesus says that, let's go to Marco, 16:15. Is talking about preaching the gospel and things that are very clear. He says, then he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Verse 16. We're going to 17. Verse 16. Whoever believes and is baptized, have you believed? Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Now there is therefore no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So it means whoever believes in and is baptized is not condemned. So what he was meaning, believing, which is baptizing, will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. So in me believing the gospel, I should no longer be condemned. Okay? I should no longer be condemned. That is why when you of faith, of sin, you remember the judgment of the Holy Spirit. Now I'm no longer in condemnation that I broke the 10th commandment. Verse 17, they will speak in new languages. So, and these signs will accompany who? Are you a believer? Can you tell yourself these signs will accompany me? These are signs must accompany me. So, ile demon you'll call it a pastor, you should be casting it out. Okay? You should be casting out. See, we back with a pastor, but you should be casting it out. Then he says, they will. No way. Umenipeleka mbio sana ba. Umenipeleka nika niko kwa nduthi. So, in my name, also check on the YouTube and hear about the name Jesus. Is it on the YouTube? Okay, it's there. All. We'll share the audio links. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in other tongues. The name of Jesus is not the J-E-S-U-S. The name of Jesus is the function or the position, the reality that Jesus has brought to us. Okay? So, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, that's why things are not happening. Remember the sons of Sceva says the Jesus that Paul preaches. The demon says, Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who are you? So if they had the revelation that the name of Jesus is what Jesus has done, the demons could have left. Okay? Okay? So that name, that function of the name is what gives us new languages. Okay? So we don't rehearse and start... almost said Sophie. Janet. Is there a Janet here? Is there a Janet here? Okay, thank God. You don't say, Janet starts saying, glory, 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 glory. Then the Holy Spirit will come and then you go, la, 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 la. No. In the New Testament, they didn't practice. They just spoke. Okay? So in your spaces of influence, when you get to a place, when you get to home, when you get to your house, you will be praying. Okay? Have you ever prayed and find you're not copied to? It's an 5 minutes prayer. Father, thank you. Today is blessed. I cover my mom, I cover my dad, I cover my parents, I cover my mama, I cover my business, I cover my... No. You're just praying, lavishing the love of God. God, you're awesome. Then you pray with language that, Father, thank you today. Your love is so amazing. Your love is so wonderful. You're so gracious, too loving. Thank you, Father. Your presence is heaven to me. And as you continue to pray, you'll find that the English language disappears. And you'll find another language coming in, which is the new language. You should not stop. You should continue to eat. Okay? Because we don't rehearse tongues. You might be somewhere and somebody's praying in tongues, and as you are praying, you find that you are synchronizing yourself with their tongues. It's not bad. It's a heavenly language. It's the Spirit that gives. So most of the things like praying in tongues, it can be an imitation of another tongue as a start off. Okay? And as you imitate that tongue as a start off, you find as you continue praying, the tongues is changing. Now you are actualizing yourself to different tongues. It's not after a long worship. Mm-mm. You can speak in tongues the moment you start praying. Okay? Okay?